First, let's get what it says in the papers from Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Audrey. Traitors, if you're not watching it, and there aren't many who aren't, you'll feel left out reading today's papers. As well as articles and photos of the goings-on in the RTE series, there are others talking about it. For example, Roisin Ingle in the Irish Times is writing about what the younger contestants say they'd do with the winning €50,000. She says they talk about using it to fund their dream of owning a house as if it's a fantastical notion, which she says for many young people nowadays, it is. Then in The Sun, the new Garda commissioner spoke of watching Traitors and enjoying the Garda contestant in his bad cop role. The commissioner was being interviewed at the ploughing. But the Irish Daily Mail is more interested in another question the new commissioner was asked in Screggan. It was about an election fraud court case in Kerry lately where a man admitted to voting with another person's voting card. The Mail says that the Shannon was told that the accused has had connections with the Healy Ray family. The Garda commissioner said that he's satisfied with the Garda investigation into the election fraud case. But the Mail's Brian Mahan lists a series of questions around that investigation, including why the Garda never found out who the owner of the illegally used card is. The Star reports on the Irish family of an Australian man who was in prison in Iraq over a contract dispute and was released several months ago. However, he hasn't been given permission to leave Iraq and is now homeless. His family say they've run out of money and the Australian embassy has advised the man to look for homeless shelters in Baghdad. The Examiner has a court report on the theft of a handbag in Cork City. A woman's handbag was taken from a chair in a wine bar. The thief was stopped by a passerby and the handbag was returned. The court heard that the thief has 92 previous convictions. His address was given as a homeless shelter and he said he had been in treatment and has been trying to get back in. The judge gave him a 12-month sentence suspended. The court heard that the handbag he stole was a Louis Vuitton one and it was worth €2,500. Two men are the most photographed in the papers today. One is Robert Redford of Utah and the other is J.J. Delaney of Macroom. Robert Redford, the film star who died yesterday, is pictured in all the papers, described as impossibly beautiful. Many of the obituaries, though, are quite dry and factual, although Donald Clark in The Times and Peter Bradshaw in The Examiner are more thoughtful. They both talk about his huge impact on the independent movie business by setting up the Sundance Film Institute and Festival. Bradshaw says that Redford was always more than a pretty face. And J.J. Delaney's face is in several papers. He's at the ploughing with his enormous horses. Dan Lenehan has a lovely photo of him in The Examiner sitting inside his horse box, having a cup of tea with the horses outside. He's on the front page of The Echo too. But the most notable picture of J.J. is by Mark Condren in The Independent, where he's shown talking to Michael D. Higgins. They're both standing in front of the horses. We've no idea what J.J. said to Michael D., but he's brought the broadest, happiest smile to the president's face. A real image of the joy of chat.
A lot of guessing about what could have been said. Ronan, thank you very much for that.